Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? What's up? God damn it! I've been busy. Hold on, let me pull up this other computer. I've been in Phoenix, and believe me, I had a really trying couple days, but it's all right. Look, call in. That's what you do. Fuck the bullshit. Call in. Let me make sure I'm all right on StreamYard. Everything. Okay. We look good. What's happening, Mr. Motherfucking Bubba Gray? Hey, so, I'm not going to really be on here a long time unless y'all got some shit to talk about other than what I got to talk about. But you got to remember this shit. I'm really being real when I say this shit, and I don't mean to be offensive. But I'm telling you, the goddamn pity train.
I can't. Women do this.
The pity train has been derailed. It's been derailed at the intersection of suck it up, motherfucker, and move on. There, it crashed into, we all have problems. Finally came to a complete stop it. Get the fuck over it. Now, any complaint about this goddamn train derailing, you can call 1-800-CRYBABY. This is Dr. Give a Fuck reporting to you live and in color at the station to stop crying. And remember, until you worthy and do, life don't revolve around you. Shit. Now, I'm telling you some shit. I'm getting ready to tell you some shit. That was my little thought for the day. But you know, this is July the 6th. You know, I got a new semester started. My July semester always have the 4th of July in it. So I always deal with that. The 4th of July is not the thing that I'm talking about. I'm talking about how much progress I'm making. Semester after semester after semester. I mean, I think I'm going to be evolving for at least 5 more years, which is going to be maybe 20 more fucking semesters. And by that time, I'll have dealt with enough dudes to have a serious understanding. Because the new semester at Sidewalk University has taken off with a bang. Man, I'm getting so much smoother at introducing my curriculum to the group. You ain't in it, so you don't know, but I go off, I talk shit, you know, boop, I do everything in that shit. But what I'm seeing is that these motherfuckers understand they don't know what I'm doing, so shit, they don't have to get used to what I'm doing. So the thing that I need more than anything, 973, what's up with you, bro?
Hey, what's going on, bud? It's Terrell calling from Boston, just checking in, making sure your audio is all good and all that.
Okay, brother, I'm glad you did it, because I sure needed to know it, and I didn't really know it until now.
For sure, but you're sounding clear and everything is good.
All right, brother, appreciate you. So, my thing for you guys is to just understand you got to stay sharp so you can learn. Man, I'm telling you, 5 years I've been doing this shit. I've already got 20 semesters under my belt. I'm just now at 60% of what I can be. And I think it's going to take maybe that much longer, 5 years, for me to get to that 100%. But to be 10%, you already better than the other motherfuckers. And I've been better than the other motherfuckers. That's not my trip anymore. My trip is perfection. My trip is to get you to want to be as perfect as I want to be, knowing all the time this is a pipe dream to be perfect. No, it ain't no goddamn pipe dream. You just know there ain't no such thing as actually getting perfect, but it's not a pipe dream to want to be perfect. You strive. You do everything. But when you get to whatever is the last thing to do and you accomplish it, if you're a monster, you'll see there's another thing to do. You just didn't see it because you hadn't got to the point you had right now. It don't stop is what I'm saying. And it's if you can fucking understand that and accept it, you're liable to get what I'm going to be talking about today. What I'm saying is, think about this. Taking care of your hygiene every day to face the world as fresh as possible is a must. Wouldn't you agree? Okay. Now, this includes your mouth, your face, your hair, your body. I mean, all this shit. You should want to face the world fresh. So when you do that and you take an assessment of what you've done before you walk out the door, aren't you forgetting something? You don't know, see. People like me know this shit. You got to take an assessment of your mind, your mental state. You do. Before you leave, you got to make sure you refresh your mental state, which means do a quick weeding of your garden. You do this every morning and see. Do it and see how much better you feel about facing the day. I know that shit don't matter to you. Well, it matters to me because I'm moved by what I think. And if my day is not cool, shit, you think I'm going to be cool? 817, brother, what's up with you?
Hey, shout out, bud. This one of your students, man. It's Michael Moore.
Michael Moore, what's happening?
What's the deal, man? I just seen y'all, man. I ain't want too much. I was giving a shout-out, man.
Oh, wait. Listen. In these videos, don't want to talk unless you have a question. Because that's all this is about.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, that's all this is about. We do other things besides Mark University, so this is not a part of that. It is as far as the information. But you know,
no, I got you. I understand what you're saying.
Okay, cool. All right, Brother Mike.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Mike, and let me tell you something. I'm glad your ass is so interested. You had all the questions yesterday. That's cool. So listen, you guys. You want to weed your garden. And the reason you want to do this, because it's part of hygiene. And we all know hygiene works best if done daily and enthusiastically. So, you learn shit like this at Sidewalk University. You learn the importance of things you only thought about before. And that's because Sidewalk University promotes critical thinking. You don't want to just think something along with being fresh. You got to have principles, morals. I thought I was going to be able to hit that weed. keep talking. But you see, I was wrong. That nigga hit that weed. That shit smoke in his lungs, and you see what it do to me. I gotta quit. But I don't know. It's so hard to quit. But any motherfucking way. At Sidewalk University, besides what you're majoring in, you learn a lot of peripheral shit. Now, along with being fresh, I mean, you got to develop these principles and become quite opinionated. Now, to me, if you don't have any principles, you don't have any boundaries, then what can you be opinionated about? You don't stand for shit. But let's say you do. Principles. Then you're going to become opinionated because you're going to have to defend what you think to the people you deal with. Not defend it, but, you know, talk about it when they don't understand. All right. So the good thing about being opinionated, first and foremost, is it good to have an opinion on things that's just going on. But secondly, it's even better to have an opinion that you're brave enough to voice and defend. No, but you motherfuckers like to sit in the background and just have an opinion. And it don't do no but wear on your goddamn confidence because you ain't saying shit about it. So I'm just saying. Most motherfuckers, you, stop at having opinions. Excuse me, that's all that matters to you. Hey, I got an opinion. You got an opinion, but what good is your fucking opinion when you won't even voice it? What I'm saying is, we know opinions are like assholes. We all have one. So unless you're willing to take your opinion to the next level, what good is your opinion?
All right.
You know, we know opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. But I'm not really talking about having an opinion. I mentioned the word being opinionated. These are two different things. I just want to make sure you know what the fuck I'm talking about, because I know how to critically think. Do you? Well, let's delve into it. 973. What's up, bro?
Rosebud motherfucking bitter dose. To God, I respect you, man. You ain't even got to know my name. You ain't got... I'm from Jersey. You remind me of my grandfather when he used to give me that game. I fuck with you, Rosebud. I love you, man. I ain't got no shame in saying that shit. I fuck with you, bud. I fuck with you heavy. Real talk.
Hey, that's cool,
I got a
bro.
Question.
Come on, let's get it.
I got a... Yeah, because, you know, we got to keep this train rolling, baby. So my question is to you. When it comes to teaching, because I want to teach. I want to really take it serious because we all teach in different manners, but I want to take it serious. Some things take certification. But my question is to you, when did you develop the love for want to teach, and how did you manage your patience as far as dealing with the street side of being?
Listen, that's a good question, but listen.
Yes, sir.
Something in me. You ain't gonna believe it. Before I got out of high school, I knew I wanted to be a teacher. I was always this dude that had the information that let you can solve whatever the fuck we was trying to do that we couldn't do. I don't care if it was working on a car. I wasn't no mechanic, but I knew a little shit about working on cars. So we going somewhere doing whoop whoop whoop, and none of us are mechanics, and the car didn't broke down. Believe me, I would be the one to figure out what's wrong. But
right, right.
In the course of that, I always wanted to, like, let somebody know that I knew. But my dad made us different. You know, boy, you don't want nobody to know you know all that stuff. You just want to know it and use it. You know, I used to have that in me. But something in me wanted to say, yeah, I know it. Look. And I think that's where the love for teaching came. Because you don't have to say, yeah, I can do it. You know, when you're a teacher, you're just standing up there doing it. And if you're a good teacher.
Yeah, that's real talk.
If you're a good teacher, the motherfuckers that's actually listening to you, they're learning more than the subject they're studying. Because they're learning about being the kind of character you are.
Yes.
If all this makes sense. I know it probably don't.
Oh.
But I'm telling you, man.
Hey, but I know you're a crazy motherfucker, but I'm crazy too. And crazy people are the smartest people on this fucking earth. I heard everything you said, and I take that all to heart, man. And I need to hear that. So I ain't got no shame walking out here with feeling how I feel. You just bless me. Thank
hey,
you,
let
Rose,
me tell
God
you something,
bless
bro.
You, man.
Let me tell you something, man. If you want to be a teacher, and that's where you're going to go, you just keep this in mind, man. Every fucking student you fuck with, what you're giving them is the idea of each one teach one. So you got 100 students, and they all learn what you got, even if they don't get it all the way. They just learn some of what you got. Each one of them motherfuckers is going to go out and they're going to teach another motherfucker, even if that motherfucker haven't fucked with you. That's
right.
Why you got to believe in what the fuck you're talking about so you can be really, really passionate so whoever do pick up on what you're talking about, they also pick up the passion. Because if you ain't got the passion, all you got is some kind of bullshit dream and you ain't going to do it.
That's real talk. That's real talk. So
hey,
you gotta always
man,
carry the
authenticity. I'm so fucking glad you asked that goddamn question. Matter of fact, 973. Oh shit, I fucked up. I said your area code. You got to tell me the last.
Are you good?
No, listen. What I'm saying is, you got to hit my email, and you got to mention the last 4 digits of your phone number in that email, so that I can hit you with this dope ass new book I got. Rosebud, the American. Listen, Rosebud, the American Pimp audio version part 2. You're gonna be the first motherfucker to get it. Hit me, man.
I love you, Bud. I fucking love you, man. I mess with Unc too. Steve the Dean. That's Unc. I fuck with him if he listening. We over here, man. Mindset, and I'm watching y'all tonight.
This motherfucking hit me, man, so I can bless you. All right, hey, 626, what's up?
Rosebud, how much, can you give me a quick rundown on your course? Like, what?
Bro,
how much does it cost? How long is the semester?
Listen to me, please. I don't do that kind of shit. I got a website, AskRosebud.com. AskRosebud.com. Every question is, you know, I think I answered, but if I didn't, once you have something specific you want to ask me, you don't do it here. You just email me, and then, you know, we communicate, blah, blah, blah. Right now, I ain't really talking about the course. I'm just talking about what you can get fucking with SWU, which could sound like I'm talking about the course, but the course got hella shit that I do not talk about on this.
Right. Right. So I'm going to look at that right now, then. Appreciate it.
All right,
bro.
Bro, I'm going to be on here a couple hours. If you want to get back at me and have a particular something, you know, that I'll answer, but I'm not giving up nothing from SWU. Because, you know, people pay for this shit. Why would I give it to motherfuckers free?
Yeah, you're giving the sauce away.
You
got to charge somebody
bro,
something.
Hey, wait. You got to understand. Dope dealers. Do you understand dope dealers? I'm a dope dealer. I'm serving dope. So I got to always make you motherfuckers want some. So that's why I do my videos. because I'm dropping a little bit for all y'all to get some of it so you can want some more. I'm a dope dealer.
I respect the game. I respect the game, coach.
Okay, man, you know I had a dope dealer, but you know what I'm talking about, goddamn it. All right, hey, look, I got a lot more to tell y'all. Because what I'm saying is having an opinion and being opinionated is so different. I mean, seriously different. 216, what's up with you, baby?
But I have a question for you.
Who is this?
Can I get this handsome Huck, this Huck Finn, baby.
What's going on, man?
Hey, listen, man, can I get that audio book, the new one?
Well, man, you can't just ask for it. Ain't that a bitch? That brother didn't just ask for it. That brother didn't just ask for it. He had some, you know, very pertinent shit that made me get involved with what the fuck he was talking about, which made me want to reward his ass, you know, bringing that shit up. You just asking for it. Come on, man.
All right, but what I got to ask to get it, man? What kind of question I got to ask to get it? I need that, man.
No, you ain't got to ask no questions. You got to pay. You know why? Because you a square, man. And you don't care that motherfuckers know how square you are. You know, I told you I told you what that motherfucker did. And instead of you shutting your goddamn mouth and calling in again and coming up with something to say, you're going to say, hey, How do I do what he did, Rosebud? That's what I hate about you motherfuckers. You don't want to experience shit. You just want somebody to tell you how to do it. That's why you motherfuckers don't know how to do shit. Did nobody tell us how to catch a bitch? They just showed us that you can catch a bitch. Now, how you go do it is on you. If we would have, any one of us would have said, well, man, I see what you're saying. How do you do that? We'd have never got to speak to this dude again. He would have told us something, oh, yeah, man, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then he would say, hey, I'll catch you later, bro. And we'd have never got to speak to him again. Because we're stupid and we're asking questions. Like your stupid ass. And you don't give a fuck. You just know that there's Google and you could Google shit. Well, Google that, motherfucker, and see if you get an answer.
But
some shit you can't get from Google what, man? What the fuck do you want to tell me?
No, I'm just saying I hear everything you're saying and you're right. But I'm really trying to, you know, get out here and have it my way, though. And I am.
What the fuck are you trying to do, man? Come out your pocket and buy the shit. I already told you that. Your motherfucking ass still talking that shit. You ain't getting shit from me. Fuck you. One of you question-assing motherfuckers, man. Fuck you, man. You don't want shit. You ain't going to get a goddamn thing from the book. All you going to say is, oh, man, that book was cool. The fuck you going to get from it? Nothing. 973, I see you. What's up?
Hey, bud, I just talked to you not too long ago. I hear you chopping my man up on the back end. I need that email again. I didn't get a chance to write it down.
Okay, my email is askrosebud@gmail.com. Ask Rosebud. Rosebud have two D's. That's how we all.
Yes, sir. askrosebud. Bitter dope.
Yeah. No, not bitter dope.
Gmail.
No,
not bitter dope. You know, I'm just talking shit. I'm just talking shit.
Oh, okay.
I got it. It's ask Rosebud. I got you.
Askrosebud@gmail.com. That's it.
You got it.
And 216. I know you think I'm hard on you, man. What the fuck you want me to do? Help you get killed?
But I like when you're hard on me, though, bud. I like that. You feel me?
Well, I
appreciate that.
I'm just saying, man, this real life, man. You can't take your ass out there with this bullshit. You get fucked up. Man, there's people that's dead. There's people they arm shot off. People with their eye fucked up. Because they went out there half-assed. You got to want to be real to ask about anything about this street shit. That's why my school is called Sidewalk University, because I'm going to prepare your motherfucking ass without you having to take your goddamn ass out there and risk life and limb so you can know how to look around the corner. Fuck that. And the way you know how to do that shit is that I teach it to you the way motherfuckers teach regular school, but I go a step further. I create assignments that make you do shit to show me that you know what the fuck you learned. Because you can read, you can watch this video, you can hear this audio, and all that shit will tell you you know what you're talking about, especially when they give you a test, you do everything right. But let me ask you this. How many motherfuckers you know graduate and go to work in their field? None. If you're a lawyer, you might get to go work in your field, but you're going to be a peon and got to work yourself up. Doctors, same way. Any construction worker, same way. But Sidewalk University, if your fucking ass graduate at 3 o'clock today, at 3:01, you could go out and do the shit that you learned at Sidewalk University, because your ass ain't graduating until you show me that you can do the shit. Oh, it's online, so maybe I can fool that old-ass motherfucker. No, you can't, because once you say you know the shit, what's going to prove it to me is when you take the assignment I give you and record it. Take your ass out and do it and show me. Yeah. You know why I know to do that? Because I'm out the streets. I don't stop with you passing a motherfucking test. That's what drag niggas learn. Because that's what suckers always want. As long as you pass the test, whatever test they got. No, motherfucker. Well, you know, when they're lying to you, they can't look you in your eyes. Motherfucker, I'll stare you down and tell you the biggest lie you ever heard in your motherfucking life. Because you learn the real shit on the streets. You do not pretend. The best CEOs, the best motherfuckers, presidents of companies, most of them wasn't schooled formally. Most of them motherfuckers did criminal shit to even get started.
Right.
Rothschild. I'm talking about Mellon. Oh, man, it's just any of them motherfuckers. The Kennedys. All them motherfuckers. They was illegal motherfuckers. And once they got enough money, they started making laws to protect them to keep it. And that's where we at now. So if you know that, you know you don't need to fuck with these motherfuckers. Because I sure don't. If I can't buy it, I ain't getting it. And if I want it, I ain't going to want it no more than 5 seconds before I do everything I can to get it. Because I ain't want nothing that I can't get. And I'm not going to own no motherfucking body for what I do get. Man, I ain't got no bills. You know, I'm an old nigga. I ain't on no programs. I ain't standing in no fucking lines. I catch bitches. I got people wanting to fuck with me. I don't leave my house to make money. I don't lift shit. I told you, motherfuckers, you know, when the heaviest thing I lift is what my motherfucking bitch earned.
And I love it.
I'm just saying, bro, this is real shit. This Sidewalk University, no, you ain't going to be no pimp. Fuck no. If you mention pimp shit to me, I block you. If you in my fucking group and mention some pimp shit, man, you getting blocked, motherfucker, because I'm not trying to teach a damn motherfucker to be a pimp. I'm trying to teach motherfuckers what pimps know. What pimps know is ain't damn motherfucker know shit more than me. And that's what pimps know. Now, all y'all stay on here, 916.
I got a question, but I got a quick question.
I did not say go. Just you still on, but I'm with my other people. What's up, 916?
What's up, bud?
Hey, what's happening? Who this, Juan?
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Just wanted to say, just as contagious of, you know, negativity is infectious, just as so is having too much information unused and not applied.
Juan, stop. Listen to this. I'm going to say something to you, and only you should understand what I'm saying. But this is very important. You notice the difference in me saying shit or interacting with you in the past couple days or couple times.
Yes.
Have you noticed it?
Yeah.
Have you wondered what it is?
To be honest, no, I haven't.
That's because you got a lot of work. It's because, motherfucker, you still acting like you need to graduate. Do you know what that means?
I got to put in the work.
No.
Don't stop just because I
got to. No. I'm saying, listen to me. I can't tell you everything right now, but I'm going to tell you some shit. And I'm going to tell you, I do this shit in front of people. You motherfuckers ain't going to know what I'm talking about. But your ass is if you're going to listen. Listen to me. Didn't you graduate?
Yes.
Questions are for people that want to graduate. Do you understand that?
Questions are for people that want to graduate. I never heard that, no.
That's why that shit you was asking me about, talking about whatever Pimp and Ken told you or you heard him say, man, fuck that bullshit, because the real shit, this is what I want you to do. Remember this question. Call me later. I'm explaining it to you, and then you're going to see what I'm talking about. And you're going to see that I don't stop. I continue going, but you stop. And that's a mistake that you're making.
It's making sense. Yeah, no, as you're talking to me, it's making sense. Yeah, we can call. Well, I'll talk to you about it later. It's making sense to me now. I see what you're talking about.
Wait. If you see what I'm talking about, without giving it all away, tell me what you're talking about.
Listen.
Talking to me on air without giving away the shit that we're talking about is a part of what you should have learned. You feel me?
Yes, I feel you.
Well, tell me, what's up? Go ahead.
So the statement I told you a couple of days ago stopped me. And talking to you now, and you just brought it to my attention of people that ask questions, want to graduate, I see that that statement stopped me. I'm not going to say where it stopped me, but it stopped me. And you just said, no, you've got to keep going. And even
stop,
though
stop,
what
stop,
I...
Stop, stop, stop. Don't say nothing else. Good shit,
okay.
Man. Good shit.
Okay, bud. I'll talk to you later.
You know it. 754, what's up?
How are you doing, bud?
Do what?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Hey, I've been dealing with a lot of racism recently, so I just wanted to ask you, how do you deal with it? Like, let's say somebody's being racist toward you, like a Caucasian. How do you not let it affect you or move you off of your square?
Bro, it do affect me, but it don't move me off my square. Now, it affects me because I see the racism, and it really is fucked up for this shit at this point. But I also know ain't nothing gonna change. You know, this country built on what is built on, and that's white people suppressing motherfuckers so that them motherfuckers can have the money. I'm telling you, this country is built on criminality. Everything about the country is built on being a criminal. Now, we're going to be a criminal this way, where in Russia, they're a criminal that way. We think Russia shows you right in your face, fuck you. Well, We're not going to be like that. We're going to make you think everything's cool because we're going to grease your fucking asshole before we fuck you. Understand, it's all the same. Fuck them motherfuckers, man. And let that motherfucker come up to me and say something to me that I don't like. I don't give a fuck what he's doing. Hey, this is the street. This is what keep you alive. Thinking that shit you thinking, you're going to be dead. Because you're going to go up fucking with some motherfucking peck of wood talking to me, man, why you say that shit? And he going to say, because I can carry a gun and I can protect myself. Shoot your fucking ass. You're going to be dead. He might go to jail, but he probably won't. All he got to say is he felt threatened. So what I'm saying is, fuck all that. Unless it's personally, if it's personally fucking with you, that's the only time you're supposed to care. You and your family. Motherfucking racist-ass motherfucker. My daughter went to the store, and this motherfucker did something. My daughter came home and told me, motherfucker, please, you finna see me. I don't give a fuck what happened at that point. But I'm saying, my daughter seen some racist shit at the store. I'll tell the girl, fuck that shit. You're gonna see that and more. But if it's in my face, in my house, no, motherfucker, you ain't fucking with me. And, man, I'm 78. I mean, I'm 68. Listen to me. Never been stabbed. Never been shot. Never had no broken bones. I've been streets. I'm talking about the serious motherfucking streets. Rolls Royce, jeweled up, pockets full of money, and I didn't have none of them problems. And I think it's because I knew. I knew and understood what respect was. You got a Rolls Royce, and you driving through the hood waving at everybody. That ain't going to get you no respect. So you got a Rolls Royce, and you're driving through the hood, and you see these motherfuckers standing in front of the liquor store. So you just pull over up there and go to the liquor store and say, hey, what's up? You know, why you going in? And then when you go in there, you buy whatever the fuck you can buy for on the front tip, but you really finna buy a bottle of a cognac, a pint, maybe a fifth. Mm-hmm. Hey, and what you do is when you're walking out, you say, man, I'm new to this motherfucking town, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be trying to get it, man. You know, and you say, this cowboy, man, let's kick it. And so you bust that motherfucking open, you drink right out the bottle and pass it. If a motherfucker grab it, you in. Shit simple like that. It's how you live. And when you let them motherfucking see you putting your mouth on that bottle, after they put their mouth on that bottle, they damn near your dog. Some other motherfucker from the city see you that wasn't there that when you and the other guy was drinking, and he said, man, you know, I've been seeing that motherfucker, man. I don't really like him. This nigga that had that drink with you finna defend you. Man, this is real shit. That you have to think or you going to fucking die. And if you don't think this shit, it's because you don't know this shit. And if you know this shit and don't think this shit, it's because you don't fuck with this shit. But we fucking with it. We just ain't going out there and taking the risk. We learning how to see. And you got to represent what you think. And if you represent what you believe coming out your mouth, people going to see that and they going to respect you. Period. Hey, 313, what's up?
What's the deal, bud? This Ryan from SWU.
This who?
This Ryan. Hold on. This Ryan.
Gerard?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
What's up?
How you doing? I just had a question. So why do people want to give respect or pay dues to people when they're dead or in jail?
Well, thing about, this has nothing to do with what you just asked, but I'm going to relate it. You know,
okay. Good question.
A hard time making sales because dudes would say, man, you ain't going to pimp on me. You know, you can quit pimping on bitches so you can pimp on me. Now, that don't make no sense to me, but I used to hear it all the time. So what I'm saying is, what people think of you, they hide it until you're dead. So otherwise, whatever I've done, that not you per se, you, but let's say you like it, but, you know, you ain't really in love with what pimps do, and you going to deny me whatever I'm talking about when I'm talking about it. Because if you accept it, it's like co-signing what I'm saying, and you ain't going to do that. But when I'm dead, I can't benefit from you co-signing me. So you confident enough to say, yeah, you know what, this brother was cool, woo-woo-woo. We had our differences, woo-woo-woo. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. People don't want to give credit where it's due because it might shine on where they lacking in life.
And that's just life, man. You know, like all you guys, 216-973-754-313, all you guys, stay on because I got something I want to ask you all. This looks like an international number. 4475, whatever the fuck. What's up, man? Hey, caller, I'm going to ask you out if you don't respond. The beginning of your phone number says 4. Yeah, what's up? Go ahead.
Bud, what's good?
Hey, I'm good, bro. What's your question?
What do you need, cuz?
Okay, man. What is your question?
What's good, bud?
All right.
You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, motherfucker.
What's your question? Hello. Fuck him.
Hey, 619. What's up?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
No, I'm good. How about this?
Oh, I'm doing good. Yeah, thanks for asking. I just called because I'm trying to hear the show. Not necessarily am I trying to ask a question. Is that okay?
It is okay, but you don't need to be in the queue if you don't want to ask a question. You know, you can listen
all right,
to the
I'm gonna
show without asking questions.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up there. I really don't have a question right now, bud.
All right, man, cool. All 734,
cool.
What's going on?
Hey, bud, is laughing like a sign of weakness?
Is laughing a sign of weakness? Hold on. Hello? Who is this? Lena, I'm doing the show. Why didn't you walk your ass over here? What do you mean? All right, Lena, just wait. You're going to have to wait, all right?
It's medicine for the spirit, my brother.
Call you back, all right? I'm sorry, the reason I answered that phone is they dialed my cell phone and I didn't answer it, and immediately they dialed my house phone. That meant it was important, so I had to get it. So, anyway, what was that last question, 734?
It laughed like a sign of weakness as far as, like, being in the streets.
Let me tell you something. If me and you, you know, was in a crew, and I was the lead. I was the motherfucking boss, and I was always stern-faced. And whatever happened, we all start laughing. What the fuck do you think I would think?
I'd be afraid.
Now, I would think if I'm laughing, I know these motherfuckers better be laughing. And whoever ain't laughing, I'm going to say, don't you find this shit funny? So what I'm saying is, why would I see me laughing as any kind of sign of weakness? If anything, I would see wondering that shit is a sign of weakness. That
maybe too much laughing.
What?
Too much laughing. I say not just a nigga just straight up laughing, but just too much though. You know what I'm saying?
It's a limit. Too much laughing.
Nigga not always serious. You ain't serious all the time. How I'm about to take a nigga serious?
Hey, no. Hold on. Not always serious is different than too much laughing. Otherwise, right now, you said something funny and I'm laughing for 10 minutes and you think I'm laughing too much. Goddamn, nigga, it wasn't that funny. But that still don't mean you're a punk. But you know, always bullshit, not taking nothing serious. That don't mean you're a punk either. But that shows you ain't got no real boss quality. You ain't got nothing to say about that.
Fuck his head up with that one, bud.
Hey, who said that? You surprised I came up with that one?
No, it's 973. I said you fucked his head up with that one, bud.
That's what's up, you guys. So, all you guys, this is what I want you to think about. There's five of you on here. You don't all start talking at once. But when you have your idea, say your area code and say something. And if more than one of y'all talk at once, I'll choose the area code. But this is what I want you to think about. And contemplate and answer. What do you think critical thinking means?
Nine seven three. What's up? I'm gonna shoot you straight, bud. When I think critical thinking, I mean taking a couple of seconds, even if it takes a minute. Sometimes you even got that time, but you have to focus and analyze the problem. Analyze, look at the problem, find a solution. If it's out of your power, then you got to do something else. But critical thinking takes the time and really analyze. Just don't jump over things because you'll find yourself in another critical problem. That's what I think.
Anybody else? 713.
Yeah, I was about to say critically thinking. What is critically thinking? Like my man said, it involves a critical situation for a critical solution. Like
stop
critical
right
problem
here. Stop. You guys, the rest of you, I'm not going to even listen. I'm just going to tell you. Because you're going to all say the same thing like they're doing because you're focusing on the word critical. You're not saying what critical is. You're just saying, it's a critical situation. Who in the fuck know what that is? What I'm saying is this. Critical thinking is when you say, you know what? I'm going to go to the store and buy me some cigarettes. Critical thinking is when you say, once I go out the door, I'm got to be prepared for the weather. Say it's whatever kind of weather. Once you didn't thought of that, you're doing that while you're doggone preparing to walk out the door. You didn't thought about the path you're going to take. And once you didn't did that, you're going to take that path. And as you're taking that path, you just thought about what the fuck could or could not happen. And then as you're crossing the street, you're doing the same thing. This sounds like, goddamn, what the fuck are you doing, man? I'm critically thinking because it could be some way more serious than what the fuck I'm talking about now. I'm talking about something very simple so you could understand it. But what if I was talking about this nigga, you know, you didn't say it something to and he didn't took it the wrong way? This is a whole nother ball game. but you got to be the same nigga in both situations. Because now, situation, do you want to escalate to some bullshit?
Right.
So instead of saying shit, you think of it, but just as fast you think of what it's going to do and how the react's going to be, you know, what they're going to respond, how they're going to take it. You ain't no punk when you do that. You don't want no murder be. You don't want to be in jail. You don't want no motherfucking bail. I'm saying there's a lot of reasons you got to critically think. But the main reason is so your motherfucking ass can get 68. Because if your ass don't make critically think, you ain't going to make it to 68.
I got a question, bud.
Come on.
On top of what you just said, this 973. So how do you slowly develop your mind to become more of a critical thinker?
Bro, listen to me. Do you know how to relax?
Absolutely.
How?
I smoke my weed and I relax. Or I jump
in that sauna and I'm relaxed.
No,
no. You're saying what you think relax is. Do you know how to relax?
I like that. Yes, I do.
How?
I think I got control of it, but yes.
How? What do you do?
I just sit back and recline and set my mind.
No, no.
Set my mind up.
Check this out. What if you ask me that? Rosebud, do you know how to relax? And I say, yeah. Well, what do you do? How do you relax? I would say, first, if I'm seated, I'll put myself in a relaxed as far as leaned back, arms the way I want them, position, blah, blah, blah. Then I would start at the top of my fucking head. And I would say, calm the top of my head. And once I think I've done that, I will go to my forehead. Then I would go to my eyebrows. Then I would go to my eyes, nose, chin, on down till I got to the soles of my foot. Now, I'm not saying that is the way to relax, but that is what I know to do for me to relax. Because if you can't relax your body, which means you have to, you can't, to me, I can't relax my whole body immediately. You know, sit comfortably, breathe, and then just relax my body. I can't do it. I got to make myself go on little motions of relaxing my face before I even think my neck, before I even think my neck can relax. So what I'm saying to you is, if you don't have no routine for it, you'll never really relax.
I like the way you said that, Rosebud. You're very detailed.
I'm trying to tell you what's up, man. This is fucking critical thinking. Critical thinking is not waiting for a critical situation to critical think.
Mm.
Critical thinking is a way of life. Every fucking thing you do. You know, I'm 68, man. I didn't have a couple of strokes. So what I'm saying is, when I wake up, I know I ain't finna get straight up. I'm gonna sit on the bed. And then I'm going to, you know, make sure I got my shit. And then I'm going to get up. And before I get up, I'm going to actually look around to make sure it's something I can touch, you know, just in case I might fall. I do that every morning. I mean, that's, this is going to sound crazy, but I do that shit to get up. It's crazy, man, but you got to do that shit, man. Because
I fuck with you, bud.
No, listen.
Hey, bud, I'm too sick.
Wait, listen. It was like maybe a year ago that I, you know, routinely do this shit. Got up, and I don't know, I think it was because I was looking down or something. I don't fucking know. But if I wouldn't have had my hand reached out to grab that wall that I knew was there, man, I would have bust my skull. I'm not saying, you know, this shit, you know, what you got to do. But I'm telling you, if I don't do it, kill me. I do this shit, man. Okay, go ahead. You've been asking something.
Hold on. Oh, you got my mind messed up with that one. I had a question, bud. You just messed me up. Oh,
right.
I was going to say, I respect how detailed you are with everything, man, because detail, there's a lot of detail in game, and detail matters if you're not pointing it out. Why jump to all the big things and not mention the little things? That's always been my problem in life, trying to jump too fast and not acknowledge the little detail. So you just saved some lives today, Rosebud, and I appreciate you.
Hey, let me tell you something about what you just said. People don't realize this. When they think of something to do, something that they want to do, invest their time in, if they're serious, they'll start tackling the smallest thing that they can get done. They're going to do that until they build up to the biggest thing or the bigger things. But a person that ain't going to do shit, and he thinks of something, he's going to want to do the biggest thing first. If it takes $100,000 to do this, that's the first thing he want to do. Knowing he ain't going to do it. Knowing as long as he ain't going to do it, he could want to do it. Knowing he can fool himself since he want to do it, he's on the ball. I mean, this is how you motherfuckers lie to yourself. You're not real. What you like about me as far as the details is because you can see it working.
Absolutely.
But I'm talking about in my business plans, I break it down like this. That's why you don't see me talking about shit long. I go do it. Whatever the fuck it is, I go fucking do it. Win, lose, or draw, I don't care. I don't need nobody's help. I don't want nobody's opinion. You know, if I think about it, that's where I'm coming from. Fuck you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. My thing is to be self-sufficient. Self-sufficient requires a total dedication to you. That's what the word self means. You can't be self-deficient depending on me. Or depending on the fucking electrical company. You self-sufficient knowing you need the electrical company because you will always have the money to pay the bill. So fuck the electric company. You know, fuck them. I'm not trying to live free. I ain't gonna let them motherfuckers tell me shit. If I want to run my air conditioner too much and my goddamn electric bill is higher than it should be, fuck them. I ain't going to let them tell me that I got to live this way so it can always be 120. I might want to, I don't want to pay 240, but maybe this month required that shit. Man, that's how I mean.
That's real talk. That's real talk, bud.
But I'm saying that's how I live, man. I ain't trying to, you know, satisfy some motherfucker. I'm an old nigga, man. I ain't in no... You know, knock on wood, whatever the nigga say. I ain't, you know, got that welfare shit jumping off. But, you know, the only thing I got is AARP.
respect.
I got the Medicare or whatever the fuck because I'm over 65. But what I'm saying is, they ain't gonna have me talking about picking up some goddamn shit over here, you know, at this joint because I'm old motherfucker and a whole bunch of them old motherfuckers. Man, you can take that shit and fuck yourself. And if you really don't want me to do it, then I ain't really mad at you. But what I'm saying is if you really think I'm going to go to one of their departments, or no, listen, if you really think that I'm going to get one of them welfare credit cards and pull that motherfucker out, and pay for something, minute. And then they say, oh, no, you can't pay for this because this is, man, shit. Fuck all that shit. Man, I don't, hey, I do not use that shit. But listen, I got a daughter. I got a daughter, and I totally give it to her because they give that shit to me. But I asked them, what's this for? And they say, so you can, you know, and it was only like, I don't want $200. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this goddamn credit card for $200? You motherfucker. So, and what made me not want to fuck with them, listen, I'm serious, when my daughter was like 2 or 3, you know, I was taking care of, from 6 months, I was taking care of my daughter. Now, when she was, I forget, 1 or something like that, I got on, I did that welfare shit. And I signed up, blah, blah, blah. They sent all the shit. And I'm telling you, my daughter was no more than, she was just barely over 1. And I went in there, and then motherfucker said, well, because they had stopped the shit for something. And said, well, you didn't quarterly ever fill this out. So, okay, let me do it right now. You know, I'm filling it out. And then she looking at it, and she said, did anybody loan you any money this month? What the fuck do you mean, bitch? You know, I'm thinking like that. The motherfucker said, well, did your brother or anybody loan you some money? Because if they did, we have to take it out of this money. I said, wait a minute.
Oh, shit.
What you saying, I think they was giving me $300 or $400. So I'm saying, you saying that if I borrow $20 from my brother, you going to take it out of the $400? Well, yes, the benefit. I say, look, fuck the benefit. Keep that goddamn shit. I quit them right there. I quit them motherfuckers. But sir, your benefit, this ain't no goddamn benefit. You trying to put a nigga in a trap to live on $400, you crazy motherfucker. You know, give me the Medicare shit. Give me the Medicare shit, and that's all. Don't give me no food stamps. But we have to. No, you don't. Because I don't want them.
Oh, you talking about the Medicaid. Oh, the Medicaid.
No, the Medicaid, I want it. But the other shit, food stamps and all this other goddamn, bitch, please, I don't want that. The they call it the money they give you, whatever they call it, benefits or something. That's what they called it with me. There's some out. You can't have a benefit. Well, fuck the benefits, bitch. You know, hey. I was a nigga.
You went man, to real on them, huh?
Listen to me, man. I thought she was fucking with me. She made me so mad when she said if I borrowed $20, they would have to deduct it from. I blew a gasket, man. And then when I told my nigga, Tay about that, he said, nigga, that's how they do.
Because
I never been a welfare type dude, man. And
I don't know what that shit is.
I'm just saying, man, if you don't fuck with that shit, you know, man, the shit was crazy. The shit was crazy, but what my daughter learned, because she 26 now, she learned to use what you need to use, but don't become a motherfucking dependent motherfucker on this limiting shit.
Right.
Because this shit does not assist you. This shit hinders you from progressing so that you can keep the people doing what they doing employed.
Mm.
Period. And my daughter know that about me. She know that about, my daughter ain't on no fucking welfare shit. You know, she ain't, you know, real, she on me.
right, low key, right.
She ain't got no fucking job. But I'm saying, little motherfucker, it ain't
what
the
it
job.
Is, but...
You know, it's about, It's just about how you want them to think, man. You know what I'm saying? So, right. 734, I see you back, man. What's up? 734. Okay, look, you guys. That's what I wanted. Y'all can roll. Now, y'all answer. Well, at least let me say this or ask this. Do you guys see why I wanted you to ask, answer that question as far as, you know, what is critical thinking? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we can really get the message and take it for what we thought it was, but you took the detail, broke it down, broke down the game, unpacked it, and we all gave our individual answers. So we all good today. We good. You dropped the bomb. Definitely respect that, bud.
Right on. What's you finna say, bro?
In what opposition to think you do it, though.
Okay, wait. Hello? Say your area code so I know who you are.
This is 313. 313,
okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, I came up with a little analogy for SWU. After graduating, I realized it's a rite of passage from having a boy's mentality to a man's mentality.
Stop. Listen. God, this is dope. Listen, you guys. In Africa. In other places where they're, like, primitive. This brother just said something about the rite of passage. Now, whatever we did and however he see it, it's fine. But think about these motherfucking boys and these tribes in Africa. Rite of passage for them is when they get 13, they got to go kill a lion. These motherfuckers got to go out there and chop this lion's fucking head off and bring it back. Listen to me, fellas. Now, I may be a little extreme in what I'm saying right there. They may not got to chop his head off and bring it back. But what I'm saying is they got to do something that ain't nowhere in the fuck you or I would do. You can't tell me shit that's going to make me go out there and track an elephant and pull this fucking whatever the fuck. So what I'm saying is rite of passage. Think about that. Rite of passage to being a man. What I'm saying is this, no matter what that rite of passage is, if you see it as that and you do whatever that rite of passage is, your ass gonna know you a man. That's all that's important, ain't it?
Real talk.
So,
absolutely.
Hey, if you fucking do what we think, whatever the fuck it is, you do it. Because think of this, bro. How many brothers today don't ever do shit to confirm that they have done what they need to do? You know, as far as rite of passage, they don't do shit. How many brothers do you know like that, man, that cannot, for whatever reason, stand up to this woman running him over or whatever? Well, maybe if he would have did something that showed him he was indeed a man, he might wouldn't take the shit. But if a motherfucker know that he ain't did shit to show that he a man, he fuck around and be fucked. What I'm saying, fellas, this is, you guys don't understand. Well, you do. Fuck that, you don't understand. I love this shit, man. I mean, I just love it. I cannot say how much it means to me to be able to appear to be teaching. Because that was my passion. The fucking pecker was fuck with me. Didn't let me get to do it, but then here I am. What I'm saying is you guys, and then the way you understood, or you guys like let me lead you into that fucking critical thinking shit, This
but
is
you
life.
Evolving too. You evolving
I,
with it. This new technology.
Who is this?
This 973. I've been watching you for a while, bud, and I've seen your evolution, man. Not from the younger years. I'm talking about this like last year with this whole computer dealing with the software and stuff. You slowly, even though you ain't like it, you still was able to be teachable by others to be able to upgrade your software to make you a better teacher.
Because that's what I really want, man. I mean, I ain't bullshit. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe a nigga like me really believe this much in teaching. Because, you know, it's what I can teach as far as the effect I can have on whoever the fuck. You know, you or you know, all you guys that was on the call. I'm saying the
absolutely.
Shit. The shit is dope to me because I just
it's
I
a vibe, bud. We vibing.
Yeah, but that's hey, you say vibing, this kicking it to me. This
we kicking
is really
it, baby. Kicking. We kicking it.
This is really kicking it. We, you know, I ain't got to look at no notes, you know, to stay on track. I mean, we feeding off each other, several others involved, and the shit is just going. You know, that's
so many people be scared to talk to you. I don't see why so many people scared to talk to you, though, bud. I know you and Unc be chopping heads off, but listen, man, you do your thing. If these guys can't take the hit, then they don't belong here. That's simple
well,
as that. You
well,
shouldn't
well,
be
listen,
wasting your energy.
Wait. See, this is what a lot of us do. You just said you can't see why so many of them scared to talk to me. Right there, a critical thinker would have stopped and said, why are they scared to talk to you? And then he would have come with whatever, and then he would have said what he thinks whoever the fuck is scared to talk to me, what he should do about that goddamn shit. And then before he actually got to what the end was as far as, you know, they shouldn't be scared to talk to me, we would have analyzed everything, and we would be able, in the course of just talking to this motherfucker, let him see that shit.
Mm.
He still might be scared, you know, to
right.
do it. But we have critically thought it through. We have served our purpose, and we have done what we supposed to do, which keeps us confident in ourselves. It keeps
Ooh.
Us willing to jump across that extra foot of water that we might not be able to make.
Man, you should have been a preacher in your past life, but it's all over you, man. But
not a minister. No,
you,
no. My mama, and I swear to God, I believe this. If there's one person in heaven, it's my mama. Nothing she did was not about what her faith was. If we needed a loaf of bread, and the store was closed, but the liquor store was open, and we couldn't get the bread. She ain't supporting no liquor store. What I'm saying is if we got on our knees to play marbles, we got a whooping. You don't get on your knees for nothing except for pray. My mama, she would do rummage sales, bake sales, dinners, all this shit. And you know that tithe shit, give 10% to the church. My mother would give 90% to the fucking church and keep 10% for her. My mama made me hate religion because religion didn't do nothing but fuck her over. And in the end, I realized what religion was. Because let me tell you something, and hopefully I don't trip, but my mama, when she did get sick, she was telling the nigga about her belief in God prepared her for all this. You know, woo-woo-woo. She's just talking about she ready to go home, woo-woo. Then, you know, we got serious, and she's just, you know, the Lord is going to let me go in my bed with all my kids around me. I ain't going to have no pain. Mama, come on. She pissing me off. but I can't act like that because it's mine.
Right.
Let me tell you something. When she died, all of us was in her bedroom. She got to say bye. Man, let me tell you something, man. I was in there, and I started crying. She said, get out. Get out. Don't come in here. Ain't no crying in here. I'm going home. Shit, man.
Wow.
Man.
No, that's real. That's real.
But she made me hate religion. She did.
Why is that, though, bud?
Because
do you feel like it keeps you trapped?
It's a fucking bullshit. Religion tells you don't want no money. But all of them rich. Anybody at the highest level of it is rich. But you ain't supposed to want no money. Money is the root to all evil. Mama used to say that all the fucking time. Money is the root to all evil. No, Mama, not having money is the root to all evil. That's what that Reverend Price used to say. And he was a rebel. He was one of them motherfuckers, you know, that was talking shit. But he had 7 Rolls Royces. He had like 300 suits.
Hey, that's what you call a pulpit pimp, right? And I know you're big on the pulp word. I don't try to use that.
I don't call it a pulpit pimp. I call it a bullshit preacher. One of my mama's false idols.
Mm.
He was a false idol. He ain't had nothing to do with pimping. Just because you get money don't mean you pimping like you crazy motherfuckers think. Getting money is getting money. Pimping is send a bitch out to the track, sell her pussy, and bring the money to you. That is pimping.
Right.
Anything else is getting money. Now, 216, I seen you there. Sorry, you know I'm crazy, and I get to talking shit, man. What's up, 216? I love it. Wait. I'm buying this shit because the reason I ain't having to look at my notes.
We flowing.
Yeah, we can go ahead and do one thing.
Hey, critical thinking and think it, do it. It sounds like they're in opposites to each other.
What would make you say that?
Well, because think it, do it. I'm thinking like, you know, drop of a dime, like do it, whatever you think, just do it. But critical thinking sounds like you gotta, you know, do a little more thinking.
Stop. You can critically think about a problem. I'm talking about as detailed as I've been speaking in the time it takes you to take one step. Simply because you think what you think. I don't think you tried to insult me, but that's insulting for you to use one of my phrases, think it, do it. And try to make it not go with what I'm talking about. Because what you don't know is that the only way you can think it, do it, is to totally believe in what you think. When you think it, as it's being thought. And I'm telling you right now, it takes, you can think as critically as I've spoken about any fucking subject we talked about critically thinking tonight. And the time it takes you to take a step, it could be a short step, it could be a long step, I don't care. But you can critically think all the way to what the fuck I'm talking about. Now, what I'm saying is this, I'm glad you said that, not that I agree with it, I'm glad you said it because I want to really talk about critically thinking. Critically thinking is really about you. Critically thinking is really about you. You believe the shit you think, or are you just talking shit? Sure, think and do it is the same shit. Why? Because I made that phrase up because I know what critically thinking is. I know what critically thinking ends or results in. It make you be able to think like a computer. You fucking eliminate all kinds of bullshit before you even have to think about it when it comes to a situation. Because as a computer, it only is faced with the situation. And as a motherfucker that critically thinks and has gotten used to himself critically thinking, you're used or you get used to only thinking about the situation. Therefore, eliminating hella clutter. Fuck a what if. Where, because the computer don't think about what if. Run the motherfucker over if you get in the way. That's what the computer say. And that's what I say in real life. I drive a Mack truck. I only drive it at night. I never drive it when the moon or there's stars in the sky. I do not have any motherfucking lights on my goddamn truck. The power is out in the city. I'm speeding like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And I have frosty brakes. Get in my motherfucking way if you want to. That's me, man. I'm serious. That's me.
Real
all shit. That's me all the way. Get in my motherfucking way. I ain't trying to slow down for your goddamn ass. I already told you I'm fucked up. Shit. This is what I think all you guys need to think. This is what, bro, right here, 619, what's up?
Hey, bro. How you doing, bro?
I can't hear you, man. You whispering through a straw. Come on.
Hey, bud. I'm here. I have a question.
Hey, bro. I'm sorry, man. Now, I'm going to give you a third chance. If you want to talk, you can. But if you want me to try to strain my old motherfucking ass to hear you, I'm going to just go back. Now, what you going to do?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can
hear
you now. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I just want to know how do you get so conceited as pathetic? And, like, how do you get really conceited, man?
Well, that's a good question. But listen,
it's
not hard, but it is something that you have to develop. And you have to believe in your goddamn self. You got to say, man, I want to talk to that bitch over there. You know, shit, man. As you're going over there, you say, man, I'm going to catch baby. And you go there and you say, hey, girl, what you doing? And, you know, and she say whatever. But then in the end, she just say, man, I ain't trying to hear that shit. You have to be able, listen to me. This is how you become conceited. You have to be able to see that with her telling you, oh man, I thought you wanted to buy me a drink. You know, she rejected you. You have to see that shit as a victory because,
okay.
Listen, wait, stop first. Don't just say okay because I'm going to ask you something. How could you see that as a victory?
You see it as a victory because I guess that's like a rejection, and rejections aren't too bad, I guess.
No. You see that as a victory when you have already thought about rejection and you said, on the other hand, why are you walking over there? You said, on the other hand, if I can get this motherfucking bitch to reject me in like under 10 seconds and still kind of be cool, shit. You know, I'm handling. Then you go up, you talk to her, and the bitch say, oh, no, I ain't with that motherfucking shit. But, you know, I'm glad you came over. Man, I'll leave her. Yeah, nigga know how to judge bitches. You know, nigga know how to judge what he do. Because I don't give a fuck what the bitch do. I give a fuck that I do what I thought to do. If I do that, I'm rolling like gangbusters. That's me. That's how I think. You follow that?
Yeah, I follow that.
So, to me, what all of you guys do that is a mistake is you just put everything on the bitch. It is all about what she thinks. To me, let me say this to you guys. I mean, this bras. Well, not this bra, bras have asked me about taking them out to dinner. Let's say you need to this, and you can't. Trying to take you out to dinner unless I have to, but I'm saying that I didn't mess the bitch. I'm talking about some pussy and shit. There's a bitch saying, well, see, the way you slow down, you're going to kind of fast. Don't you think we got to get to know each other? You know what? You're right. Let's get to know each other. How would you suggest we do that? Then the bitch is going to say, well, we can go have dinner. You know, look at the things like that. You know, hey, let's have dinner tomorrow. And she's going to say, okay. Now, my point here is all you motherfuckers listening to me totally willing to go spend $100 tomorrow night just to take this bitch to dinner. Now, this bitch know that you're willing to do this because she thinks her pussy worth that much. She thinks you think that too. So let's say all of this is true. Then tomorrow comes, and you pick that bitch up, and the first McDonald's or Wendy's you ride by, you motherfucking pull in. You taking me here for dinner? Well, girl, what I liked about you is when you said you wanted to get to know me better before we got intimate. I want to get to know you better before I start spending my fucking money on you, bitch. I didn't say that, but that's how I'm going to be feeling, because what I'm going to say is, I mean, if your pussy is worth this, I think my dick is worth this. Fair exchange ain't no robbery. You guys got to understand, I demand what I demand. Wait, I heard something in that sentence I want to correct. I don't demand shit. I command it. Who said what? Somebody just...
No, spoke. Never mind. I'm listening.
All right, you guys got to remember you open, so if you say something, I'm going to hear it. But my point is you guys got to understand, man, motherfuckers that's ready and understand shit don't stop because of what happened to you have a better chance at rolling through this kind of shit, man. So most people who are opinionated, they're well-schooled. They are well-schooled. But the best opinionated persons are the ones who learned by trial and error. Not necessarily being educated. Because I've learned education, if your instructor isn't sharp, can fucking dumb you down. Because in many cases, it don't want you to go outside the box that it's got you thinking in.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you a real educator, you only tell people what's currently considered correct. You don't want them in no box. You want them to take this information and come up with some new shit to add and cite all this information we have to support what we think. To support what you think. Now, what I just explained to you is higher education. What I just explained to you is why you must critically think if you want to pass through higher education. I didn't told you guys. I got fucking straight A's. And I'm not that kind of student. But what I am, I'm a master at what I know. Because what they showed me was that I don't have to agree with them and my answers. I only have to be able to support my answers with what they use as information as far as curriculum material. And that's what I started doing. Because I was a pimp nigga in school with a bunch of square-ass motherfucking pepperwoods. They don't think like me. So any situation that comes up, if the dog was crossing the street and you saw it was going to get ran over, would you try to help it? Most motherfuckers would say, yeah. I'd say, fuck no. Nah. I wouldn't try to help that motherfucking dog. I would cite something over here. Oro and D, they said that sometimes your life is worth more than anything. Now, this is in the text. So at that moment, my life was worth more than anything. I don't give a fuck if you like me, but I know that teacher went for that goddamn answer because that's true. At some point, your life is going to be worth more. I'm saying, you really think you know for a fact you're going to get ran over and killed, that you're going to run out and get that dog? Or you're going to stand there and say, oh, my God, no! I'm just saying. Motherfuckers be lying. And I ain't with it. That's why I'm like I am.
Come on. All right, so you formally educated, but you also a master in the street. Which one do you think was more powerful in your life, more influential in your life?
Did you just come on here or something? Because, bro, the streets is way more powerful than the goddamn formal education. 30 times more powerful. The shit you learned in school is only the shit everybody learned. The shit you learned in the streets is taking that shit you learned in school and making work for you in the streets. Whereas just being in school, you got to be in that environment, or you got to be in some kind of goddamn job environment or some shit. You can't, you know, just be from Cali and go to New York when you want to, or go to Florida when you want to. You got to be a street motherfucker. To do that.
Right.
All right.
Hey, bud.
So,
Professor, though, this 313, so what is it to be truly intelligent? What is intelligence?
Intelligence is many things. Intelligence can be a connoisseur of information, and you have a vast knowledge of different shit. Intelligence can be you specifically focused on one thing, and you know all about that fucking thing. Intelligence can be what the fuck you want it to be, because you know what intelligence is? Intelligence is how deep you go into saying whatever the fuck you believe. It don't mean you got to believe a certain thing. Intelligence don't mean you supposed to know what I know. Intelligence means what you know, you believe. And you can talk about it on any level. Now, what about a spaceship going to Mars? I don't know shit about that. But I bet I could talk about it if a motherfucker that knew the shit would start talking, because I would use what he was saying to phrase and form questions to ask so he can come on with what he's saying. And I would do that because I know it'll take a long time. I do know the way we do it now, we don't have technology to do it. And I do know that we're looking to do it. I do know that we're sending shit up there to make colonies and shit. So I'm saying I would use that little bullshit I know to kick it with that motherfucker. Fellas, there's one thing about this black motherfucker. You can't ask me shit that I ain't gonna answer in a nanosecond. And if, just like just now, you see, I came up with all that shit right now, here, because that's how I think. I'm a computer. I ain't finna think about none of the bullshit. I'm gonna give you the answer right away, and then maybe, you know, you might ask me about something. But as far as the answer, I'm coming up with it. Why? Because I believe what I think, and I know I'm thinking about what's going on as far as whatever the situation is. I'm not going to worry about what if.
Bro, one more. I got one more question.
Relax, man, and quit speaking so loud. Go ahead.
Oh, I bet. So, hey, how long was it from when you first started wanting to be in the streets, wanting to pimp, till you actually got the ball rolling with it? You feel me?
Man. Listen, bro. When I was 13, I started selling shit. Weed,
right.
Whatever. And what I'm saying is, from then, I wanted to be a pimp. But I didn't know it because all that shit I was doing, making money, you know, as the years go by, you know, I kept doing it. And, you know, I was, you know, got my little rep, all that old bullshit, but it wasn't me, you know. But once I got to fucking with pool when I was like 15 or 16, and I start, you know, hanging around the pool hall, and I start seeing these pimp niggas. And, you know, these niggas, I mean, I'm seeing gamblers, cards, you know, dice, you know, pool players. I'm seeing all these kind of motherfucking niggas. But these pimp niggas, they was, something about them just was different. And I started watching these pimp niggas. And I soon realized that was the nigga I wanted to be. And the rest is, you know, history. It took some years to answer because you get bitten, you know, at a very young age. You can't be the average pimp turn out at 16. Did you know that?
I did, but is it possible for a pimp to turn out like at 40, 45, like that?
I know motherfuckers that did that. They already men, so they're really conservative in their pimp. They mostly only have one or two bras, and those two bras they didn't have for a very long time. But about,
right,
you know, turning out, you know, I remember this motherfucker Johnny D. He was the mailman, but he used to talk that shit when you thought, you know, Johnny D was that hot man, you know, nigga trying to move, you know, sound like that. Or I remember he turned out, he was about close to 40, if he wasn't 40, then he was a good pimp. He just was, you know, one of them very conservative, not taking no chance pimp. Whereas them little niggas turned out at 16, they daredevil. Them the motherfuckers that get big. Johnny D,
right,
he was grown, so he had a certain amount of confidence, which made him able to save his money, blah, blah, blah. He, you know, he bought an exotic car and all that shit. But he just, you know, wasn't really, really, really about it like that. But them 16-year-old motherfuckers, Big Dave, you know, them motherfuckers, we used to chase them off the track. Them motherfuckers Rolls Royces and shit now about it. You know, talking about what they do. They, I mean, you know, you see that shit, man. Kenny Red, I know you heard of Kenny Red. He was one of them young Kenny Red. He was one of them young niggas, man, that we used to have to chase off the track, but you know, they, you know, nigga don't want you to be like this, man. Come on, man, take your ass to school. Oh no, nigga, I've been pimping there. You wasn't open, nigga. Hey, man, it's gonna be different. Kenny Red. I just went to his 60th birthday party.
I saw the pictures, man. It looked wonderful.
Hey, man, I'm talking about, I'm knowing this nigga when he was 14. And he fucking screamed and pimping. But that shit is dope to me, man. It's just, you can't match that shit. That nigga,
right,
as far as I know, he ain't never had no goddamn job. And the nigga ain't on dope.
That's real,
man, this
shit. Right.
This shit, man, it's some real shit. So, look, I think I'm going to have
but,
to roll. What, man? Come on. If you got some old brain.
Oh, yeah. This is 619.
All right, what's up?
Yeah, but I gotta say, is last time I checked out your show, and you were talking about, well, this is a man show, speaking man shit. You were like, I'm a man talking man shit, and I really like that key word that I got out of your show, and I was just wondering if you can explain and profound upon that a little bit more, and talk a lot of man shit, man. You know.
Well, man, I ain't gonna talk a lot of man shit because everything I talk about is man shit. But man shit is a mentality. Man shit
right.
is that, you know, I don't let bitches have any power over what the fuck I do or what the fuck I think or what I say. I don't give a fuck about your pussy. Wrap it up in some cat and sell it, bitch. You understand what I'm saying? Bitches, pussy game. What?
Hey,
go
bud,
ahead.
This 973. You realize the whole time we've been chopping it up about life instead of these bitches?
Yeah, because that's what we talk about. I don't talk about no
bitches. Fuck these bitches.
I don't, bro. Bitches come, they come to me. I don't be going out looking for no goddamn bitch. Something about this man shit attracts them motherfuckers. So you know why should I fuck the goddamn horse, you know, if it work, it work. My job is to work smarter, not harder.
You said it right.
Yeah, goddamn it. And this is what we got to do. This is what man shit is. You know, you guys notice, the brother just asked me, did you notice, bud, we haven't talked about bitches and... Well, we didn't mention bitches, but we certainly ain't talking about them. They ain't no focus on. They
right.
not my focus. My focus is me. I am a selfish and conceited bastard.
All right.
First,
I love it.
First and foremost, baby, you have to ponder if you want to fuck with a selfish and conceited bastard. Now, selfish and conceited.
Hey, a lot of bitches don't, though.
Hey, bro, hold up, man. Selfish and
conceited. Hey, bud, can I ask a question?
Yeah, man, come
on.
Hold on, bud was about to go in about the selfish piece, man. Let bud talk.
Hey, the dude that asked, can he ask a question? I want to hear from here. The other motherfucker, can you shut the fuck up, please?
All right, because you're mainly speaking on critical thinking, so I just want to make sure I got the whole sum of it. Critical thinking is sum down doing what you think. Is that right, or I'm off?
Well, yeah, you're wrong, because of what you just said concisely is not it. Critical thinking is breaking down the different facets of what you're thinking. Otherwise, if you want to, you're standing right here on the west side of the street, but you want to cross over to the east side of the street, a lot of people just say, hey, man, I'm finna cross the street. But a lot of other people say, man, I'm finna cross the street. And they look and say, shit, I'm in the middle of the road. Maybe I'm gonna go down to the crosswalk. And then when they get to the crosswalk, it might be flashing, and it's like saying 3, 2, well, and it's a long place. Right? Critical thinker, think of all of this. The motherfucker is not a thinker. He runs out there because he went across the street, and now he could get hit by a car, which he probably won't, but he, you know, taking these risks. Whereas critical thinking makes you work smarter, not harder. You ain't going to rush across the street when you cross. You're going to cross at your own pace doing what the fuck you want to do because you know where you're going, and you're the one calling the shot in your life. Your life is not calling the shots. You are calling the shots, if you understand that.
I get that. That means, like, let's say with the same crossing the street, I decided to cross the street, and I'm taking into account the speed of the cars, and I know that I have enough time to make it across. So
well,
I've already thought about that before.
You know, that's critical thinking.
Okay, got you.
See, we use these simple scenarios, so once you really understand that simple scenario, you can translate it transfer it to your fucking life in the scenarios that's going to actually be going on with you. But at first, you got to see it.
I appreciate that very much, boy.
All right, man.
Professor.
I appreciate you. What's
up? So, but critical thinking is like dealing with a big problem when it's still little, right?
You
good, bud?
I'm good. But it's what, you know what it is.
That's some either good ass weed.
I don't bother for
it. Listen, what, man?
But listen, critical thinking is not dealing with a small problem before it gets big. Critical thinking is dealing with any thought you have to infinity. You know, infinity means forever. Whatever thought you have to think of it to infinity. Damn, I want to write a book. Well, what kind of book? Listen, what kind of book you want to write? Now, that's a little critical thought. But now you got to say, well, how many characters, main character, what's going to happen? What do you think? Now, you can't do all of that and then do it to the end of what the book's going to be and then start writing. You got to, like, think some of this stuff and start writing on what you're thinking, and what you write is going to really show you what to think, I mean, what to keep writing. And the fact that you're trying to stay on a pattern is going to make it be the story. But writing the story is going to require you putting yourself in a position to, you know, accept this or that as right or wrong. And when you do accept this or that, you got to know what to do about it. That's where critical thinking come in, because you can't vary from your main subject. Whatever you're talking about, even if you was talking about kissing this girl, but then in some sort of reason there's a transition about a police chase, you got to be able to talk about both things and keeping the audience, if that's the case, involved in both situations. And then you got to be able to tie that shit together to make your point. That's critical thinking at its best.
So, bro, you just explained to me how it's the same shit to do it. Because
Wait. One person, go ahead, who was talking just now.
I was just agreeing with you, but I was really had a question, because I understand the critical thinking, but I had a question about, you said you had 20 books, you'd be having books. Are those available?
I got 10 books available on rosebudtheauthor.com. And I got 10 more that I haven't actually put up yet. So, yeah, all my books are available on rosebudtheauthor.com.
I was under Rosebud because I was looking under John Dickerson.
No, Rosebud the Author. That's my site for the books.
All right, for sure.
And if you look for John Dickerson, you'll never get me. My name's John Dixon.
Some white dude had popped up too. All right, for sure.
Yeah. So look, you guys, up in the, you know, be gone. It's one of them days. I gotta get ready for the night. Steve the Dean gonna be wearing me out. Y'all fuck with me tonight with me and Steve the Dean, and you gotta understand, Rosebud is about Sidewalk University. Sidewalk University is about making you meet the motherfucker that you haven't met or dealt with in the past 10 years. And that motherfucker is you, because you have not dealt with yourself. You have not accepted shit about yourself. So as long as that's been, Now, let's say you 18. You might only been doing it for 3 years. But let's say you 29. Shit. You've been doing it for some fucking years, double digits. Avoiding the nigga in the mirror. Avoiding the motherfucker that actually see himself when he's driving down the street and adjusts his rear view mirror and you see yourself. You just hurry up and make that motherfucker move. Because you don't want to look at yourself and accept that you a lying ass motherfucker. But I'm sure you motherfuckers see. Fucking with me, I'm going to front your goddamn ass off. I'm going to front you off. Your ass is going to be real fucking with Bud. And you see, you callers that stayed on here all this time, even when I haven't been speaking to you, see, you motherfuckers is real. Because punk motherfuckers, whoever that is, you about to get what the fuck I'm damn near finna complain about. Look, motherfuckers be interrupting you. Motherfuckers be saying shit, you know, but they be fake. You motherfuckers stayed on here, and I would have X'd you out if you would have been full of shit. 859, I see you. What's up, bro?
The Rosebud. It's
what's
the
that?
Bubba Gray, man.
Bubba, hey, what's that?
I was calling you to ask you a question. You think you and Mr. Shante gonna ever do a show again?
Probably so, because Tatum moves up here to Vegas.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm pretty sure we gonna definitely do some shit, but I don't want to fuck with him right now because he's getting this shit together. He ain't, you know, he ain't really moved in, so we gonna see. But
right.
we will, man, for sure.
Okay, man.
All right, you
Take
guys.
Care.
All right. Hey, I'm gone, man. I love this shit. This, to me, was one of the best fucking shows I had. If it's not the best, it's one of them. Because let me tell you something, man. There's nothing like kicking it with motherfuckers, man. You know, ain't nobody drawing shit out of me. I'm fucking volunteering all this information because that's what we doing. And you have to be on a certain level. You have to be on a certain level to be able to do that. And I appreciate y'all, man. Hey, I'm going to
thank you, too.
All right. What's up? Who's just there?
Hey,
Bud,
this 973. This 973. I just want to tell you, thank you for your time, because you ain't really got to do this like that. You chopping it up with the young bucks, the old heads, everybody alike. We really appreciate you. Real shit. We appreciate you, Bud. And
wait,
I sent you that email.
Let me tell you something. There's one thing I really believe, and my mentor told me this. Each one, teach one. I'm not saying you can only teach one or you're supposed to only look to teach one. Each one, teach one means whenever you open your mouth, you're instructing or you want to be qualified, if that's the case, as an instructor as far as your information. And when you do that, you get people like you, you guys, you know, you get people appreciating what you're doing. You get them seeing shit from what you're doing that you ain't even doing. They just get you. It's like, what, man? Who the fuck are you, man? Keep cutting me fucking off. What,
Hey, did I earn the American Pimp Part 2 book yet?
Who the fuck is this?
This 216, man. I've been asking good questions, too, man. 216.
My man wanted that book, boy.
Come on. I'm going to put it to you.
You know what, man? A closed mouth don't get fed. And I don't give a fuck with nobody that hear this think. Don't fuck with me. I ain't giving my shit away. But 216, I'm finna hit you.
Love, man. I appreciate it, bud.
Hey, motherfucker, hit my goddamn email. And make sure you put the area code in the last 4 digits.
I'm doing that right now, for sure.
Wait. Matter of fact, there's 4 of you motherfuckers on here right now. All you motherfuckers hit my goddamn email. put your goddamn area code in the last four digits. And you got to do it today. This ain't for tomorrow or the next day or none of that shit. Because I've even said something else and, you know, now I got a whole bunch of people fucking with me. This is for you guys right motherfucking now. So
hey, bud,
me.
I sent that to you an hour ago. I even sent you my social security number up in that motherfucker. I want my copy.
Hey, you guys, I'm loving this shit. And it's getting better and better because it's going to get better and better because Bud don't stop. Bud, wait a minute. They say, well, man, why the fuck your name Rosebud? Because, motherfucker, a rose has already bloomed. A rose bud is forever blooming. That's what's up, baby. I'm blooming all the time.
Forever, yo. We fuck with you, bud. Real
hey,
shit.
I'm gone, man. I love you, motherfuckers. You motherfuckers hit me right now.
I'm doing it right now.
All right, I'm gone.
All right, son.